KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy, 20 degrees. We look forward to be cloudy this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, with a high near 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said yesterday they received a call Sunday regarding diluted liquid manure running off a field from an open cattle feedlot about 20 miles east of Council Bluffs. On Sunday, DNR investigators found an unknown amount of wastewater had entered a tributary of the West Dishtabotna River. Investigators searched for signs of a fish kill but did not find any dead fish. DNR staff talked with Cyclone cattle feedlot producers near Macedonia. The facility was pumping liquids from a solids settling basin and land applying the wastewater through a center pivot irrigation system. Land application is allowed during winter for open feedlots. However, the wastewater was running off the field, which is not allowed. Water samples have been submitted and the DNR is waiting laboratory results. The investigation is ongoing and the DNR will continue to monitor the situation and consider appropriate enforcement action. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported two recent arrests. On Sunday, 27-year-old John Antonio Aparo Jr. of Griswold was arrested on charges of OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance first offense, marijuana. Aparo was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on his own recognizance. And on Friday, Cass County deputies arrested 33-year-old Kevin Earl Piper Jr. of Cumberland on a Shelby County warrant. Piper was taken to the Cass County Jail and later transferred to Shelby County. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater released his weekly arrest report yesterday, and in it, the sheriff reports 39-year-old Robert Gene Bashaw of Adair was arrested February 24th in Adair on a charge of sexual abuse in the third degree. The alleged victim is a female in her teens. Bashaw was released from custody February 25th on $10,000 bond. Also arrested in Adair County recently was 23-year-old Shoyang Yu of Iowa City. He was taken into custody February 22nd near the 85-mile marker of Interstate 80 eastbound by an Iowa State Patrol trooper. Yu was pulled over for speeding. A check of the vehicle's license plate also revealed the license of the registered owner of the vehicle had been revoked. Yu was arrested for driving under suspension. He was also charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia after a search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of a backpack in the trunk. That backpack contained several green bottles of a leafy green substance that resembled marijuana. It also contained a glass pipe, an electronic vaporizer, hashish, and one package of an edible THC-infused candy. Yu was released from the Adair County Jail February 23rd after posting a $1,000 bond. Also, on February 24th, deputies in Adair County arrested 33-year-old Dylan Joseph Evanosky of Des Moines. He was serving the balance of his two-day sentence on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine first offense. When authorities were notified, Evanosky was wanted on a warrant out of South Dakota for possession of a Schedule 1 or Schedule 2 controlled substance. He was being held at the Adair County Jail pending extradition to South Dakota. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Clarinda man had turned himself into authorities Saturday afternoon. 26-year-old Nicholas Formero of Clarinda was wanted on Page County warrants for contempt, violation of a no-contact order, and harassment in the first degree. Formero posted the bond and was released pending further court proceedings. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said Monday a Malvern man was arrested Friday for driving while revoked and failure to hold SR-22 insurance. 49-year-old Michael Scott Holtz was being held in the Mills County Jail on $2,000 bond. And 22-year-old Julius Bernard Davis of Omaha was arrested Sunday in Mills County on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The Glenwood Police Department reports also 32-year-old Brandy Hawkins of Glenwood was arrested Saturday for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. And 22-year-old Shelby Kahn of Nebraska City, Nebraska was arrested Saturday for burglary in the third degree. Her bond was set at $5,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a woman from Afton reported Sunday afternoon that someone had taken a black Finish Line trailer from her property in the 300 block of South Clayton Street in Afton. The trailer with Iowa license plates number AV6341 was a loss of about $1,700. A Minnesota man was arrested following an investigation into a break-in that occurred February 24th at a Council Bluffs car dealership. Bluffs police say 60-year-old Samuel Berry of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a charge of burglary in the third degree. His bond was set at $5,000. According to authorities, his arrest followed an investigation into a break-in at one of the buildings at the Roden Auto Center complex. While Roden employees were reviewing surveillance footage of the break-in, one of them noticed the suspect looked like a man who'd been in the day before and had asked a clerk to make change for a dollar. After comparing video of the man with the burglary suspect, the employees were convinced that it was the same person. They also had a video of the vehicle that the man had arrived in the previous day. They then called police and showed the videos to Officer Sean Landon. After speaking with employees, Officer Landon began checking the area for a car matching the suspect's vehicle description. As Officer Landon was checking the parking lot of a Motel 6 at 3032 South Expressway, he noticed a man placing something in the trunk of a bronze-colored Cadillac. The man in the vehicle matched the description of those in the vehicle, so the officer made contact with the man, who was identified as Barry. After further examination of the videos, it was determined that Barry was the man seen breaking into the Roden Auto Center the night of the 24th. Barry's vehicle was impounded, and he was placed under arrest. On February 26th, the search warrant was obtained for Barry's vehicle. Located in the trunk were specific clothing items worn by Barry during the commission of the burglary and a pry bar that had been used. Elsewhere in the news, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund has been busy donating funds to projects that follow the fund's mission statement. According to fund spokesperson Melanie Petty, Grant Petty presented a $400 check to Deb Schuler of the Kiwanis Club for their annual bike helmet project. Trevor received a bike helmet when he was in third grade, and it brought a huge smile to his face. The Kiwanis have been doing this service project for many years, and Petty says that they're happy to help them out. Both Melanie and Grant Petty were on hand also to present a $500 check to Stacy Platt with the CAM Youth Sports Board. A new scoreboard is going to be placed on the baseball diamond, and Trevor's passion for baseball was undeniable, so the officials say that this donation in his memory really hits home, so to speak, and they're excited to see the CAM Youth Sports Board make continued progress on updating their facilities. The news was brought to you this morning by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.